Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us right now, we're good to go, I think, is the former White House press secretary we met last year, Jerry, at the Super Bowl celebration.
Right?
Yes,
at the White House, in his office.
At the White House, in his office. Sean Spicer. Sean, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, guys. It's great to be with you, and what an amazing feat you guys have with how much you're raising so far. That's great.
And thanks. And you're joining us from Italy, is that right?
I'm in Rome this morning. I was in Dublin yesterday and flew to Rome. So I'm having a little bit of European fun.
This is the book tour? The book tour has gone global?
The book tour went to Dublin. And it was fantastic to be over in Ireland and talk about the – we have a whole – the Irish edition of the book came out, different cover, and it was neat to be over there to talk about it. Rome is on my own. I had some events over here and wanted to come over and do some personal things. But I got across the pond to sign some books in Dublin.
Do you get recognized over there, or do you get recognized everywhere you go? And are you worried that you'll be like – so many others who've worked for Trump, like your successor, Sarah Sanders, we get chased out of restaurants?
Both Dublin and Rome have been amazing. Dublin in particular, because of my background as an Irish American, there's a lot of notoriety, but also just sort of a lot of, I think for folks in Ireland, they're always appreciative when someone, whether it's Republican or Democrat, does well. And so I've had a lot of well-wishers over there. I've been in Rome for a few hours and obviously been noticed, actually, ironically, by more people from Boston than anything else. And people coming up because I know who you are. Like, where are you from? Boston. Like, literally five different people in the last 4 hours. So I think I have more of a Boston notoriety. It just happens to be in Rome.
I guess you're probably not, but it even seems to me as much as you were divisive figure and how people, you know, disliked you on one side, certainly. It feels like it's quadrupled now with Sarah Sanders, or just overall with Trump here in the last couple of months. It feels like it's ramped up to this state that's you know, it feels like it can't get any bigger than that.
Well, I think it's definitely divided, meaning that for the first 6 months, first 7 months that I was there, frankly, I think a lot of it was people recognize that there was an initial phase of it. I think now it's more like the battle lines are drawn, right, meaning that, you know, people who are and so the interesting thing is when you look at Trump's approval rating, you recognize that wow, there's a good chunk of America that aren't in approval of him and obviously some of the faces that represent him. There are a huge there's another side to this, and I think that's one of the things that we forget is, for a lot of folks that, not you guys in particular, but I'm saying like in the media, in big urban areas, whether it's Boston or LA, New York, Washington, D.C., that the majority of people in some of these big urban areas aren't Trump fans, aren't conservative. But when you go out into the heartland, and frankly throughout the book tour, as I've promoted the briefing, you go to these places where it's hardcore Trump country, and people are thanking you for your service and appreciative of what the president is doing and thankful for the results he's getting. But the country is clearly divided. And on one side are people who don't like him, but on the other side there's a massive amount that are hugely supportive of him. So it just kind of, I found that it really depends on where you are.
Yeah, we're from Boston, obviously. We're in the belly of the beast most days, but we were in Western Pennsylvania over the weekend, which is Trump country. It's a whole different feel. You don't have to be ashamed or embarrassed to say that you support the president. It's a weird dynamic. But I have to ask you, obviously the big news today is Cohen, it's Manafort. And obviously the witch hunt, the Mueller witch hunt, is going to try to get anybody in Trump's circle. They don't have anything on Russia, so they're going to just squeeze everyone in his world. Do you worry that you're on that list somewhere, Sean?
No,
I have
okay. I paid all my parking tickets. And when you look at Manafort in particular, I mean the counts that he got found guilty of all to do with tax evasion.
Right.
You know, thank God I paid my taxes. I haven't done anything illegal there. And I think that you know, I don't entirely understand the Cohen indictment only because I've been traveling for the last few days and haven't spent a ton of time looking at it. But, you know, again, my understanding is that these people have done things where they haven't paid their taxes. They've evaded certain things and income and such. And, you know, for me, I've made a government salary or military salary for most of my life. So luckily I haven't had a ton to hide.
We most of the people we'd speak to these couple of days have been touched. Most people, period, have been touched by cancer. You were hit hard just a couple of years ago, correct? You lost your dad to pancreatic cancer?
I did, and obviously that was the closest that I've come to having to deal with it. But obviously we all know other friends and family members. But for me, that really brought it home. That disease in particular is so challenging. We saw Aretha Franklin just lose her life to it as well. Pancreatic cancer, you know, there's a few in that category as well, but strikes so quickly. And, you know, I'm convinced through efforts that you guys are helping to raise money for that we can find a cure. I've seen enough up close, having had to deal with it, that I know that if we can continue to be diligent with our support of great research and care, that we can find a cure. And so, for so many people, it's a friend, a family, you know, a friend, a family member, a colleague. But, you know, when you see it up close and you see how destructive cancer can be on somebody's lives and those that they love and those that love them, it hopefully strengthens our resolve to make sure that we do everything we can to support research and other measures that will help find a cure and help those in need.
Yeah, I lost my mom, Sean, last year to pancreatic cancer, and it's the one disease where they just have yet to make any real progress. I mean, part of the problem is by the time you're diagnosed, it's too late, you know, almost every time.
Right, and the symptoms mask themselves.
Right.
So that when you go in for medical attention, they kind of say, okay, well, it's a stomach issue. It's
a stomach ache, right.
And by the time, right, and by the time that they finally diagnose it, it usually manifests itself in a way that's, you know, it's too far along in the process. So, you know, I was lucky to get a couple of years out of my father after his diagnosis through some excellent care at Miriam Hospital in Rhode Island. And the work that they're doing down there is just fantastic. But the beautiful thing about the New England area is whether it's Miriam Hospital, Dana-Farber, I mean, there's so many excellent physicians and institutions that are so dedicated to finding a cure and have amazing and talented researchers and doctors and nurses. And so I think if we keep at this, I'm convinced from some of the things that I got to see that we're not that far away. I've got to believe that. I know there are so many brilliant minds working on this, and the advances in technology are such that, you know, I know that I have strengthened my resolve to do what I can to help support so many people who have given their lives to find a cure.
Well, Sean, thanks so much for joining us. I'm sure we'll talk to you down the line. Thanks again.
All right, guys, good luck, and bless you for everything that you're doing to support the Jimmy Fund and all the great work that it supports.
All right, we'll talk to you soon. Thanks again.
Thanks, Sean
Spicer joining us.